Welcome to Nord Stream Security. No noise, no spin, just real-world cyber threats and the tactics to neutralize them. Today's target looks harmless, but it's not. The QR code. That square scannable box we use to pay, log in, donate, or register. It's being weaponized at scale. From restaurant menus to parking meters, masjid donation flyers to package slips, attackers are turning QR codes into direct channels for theft, compromise, and malware delivery. Salah ad-Din, walk us through what's happening right now in the field.
The rise of quishing, QR phishing, has changed the game. Between 2021 and 2023, phishing campaigns with QR payloads jumped from 0.8% to 12.4%. By the third quarter of 2024, Threat Intel reports confirmed over 500,000 QR phishing emails in just 3 months. And it's not just digital. Physical vectors are live. In 2023, Indonesian police caught a man overlaying fake QR stickers on 38 donation boxes, many in mosques. Every scan diverted charity money to his account. That same year in the UK, a 71-year-old woman lost over £13,000 after scanning a fake QR code on a parking meter. Attackers cloned her identity, opened a loan, and drained her bank account. This isn't theory, it's exploitation, printed and planted in front of you.
So what's the tactic?
It starts with trust. People trust printed material, a flyer, a menu, a donation slip. No one questions it. That's the problem. Modern quishing runs through redirect chains. You scan. The first hop is a clean domain. Then it pushes through services like Cloudflare or CAPTCHA. By the final hop, a fake Microsoft login or bank page, the victim already assumes it's safe. Attackers cloak it further with URL shorteners like bit.ly and tinyurl.
Who are the targets?
Broad sectors see impact, but construction, engineering, and professional services are currently among the hardest hit, with attack rates nearly 20 times the baseline. The energy sector has also been targeted in specific major campaigns, though not across the board. But the sharpest targeting is executives. C-suite staff receive 42 times more QR phishing attacks than average employees. One compromised senior credential, and defenses collapse. And these aren't random actors. Phishing as a service kits like Tycoon 2FA and Gabagool now ship with QR payloads. AI-driven lure generation makes distribution scalable, cheap, and effective.
What's the defense?
Start physical. If you're scanning in a mosque, restaurant, or parking meter, inspect the code. Is it a sticker? Crooked? Peeling? Covering something else? Don't scan. Digitally, don't trust QR codes in emails or PDFs labeled payroll, DocuSign, or urgent updates. Use scanners that preview the destination URL. If it asks for login credentials, stop. That's your red flag. Organizations need to train staff. Detect image-embedded QR links in attachments and analyze payloads. Block redirect domains commonly abused by QR campaigns. Mosques and nonprofits using QR for donations. Print codes directly into designs, not as stickers. Sign them, add companion short codes, or include verification hashes to prevent tampering.
Final lesson.
Attackers are exploiting the one thing security can't patch: trust. The QR code, once harmless, is now a delivery system for deception. It looks innocent, but it's not.
That wraps today's briefing. For more tactics to harden your surfaces, from enterprise to community defense, lock in at nordstream.com.